Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's my podcast, John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack from KX93.5.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the one you should be picking. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, unless of course you're chicken. We hear great songs from A to Z. I break them down so expertly. Don't let your panties get all hot and bunchy. I'll hold my sack up to anybody's cause. All my grooves are crunchy. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. You don't know what you're missing. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. Obey when I say listen.
Listen.
Yeah, there they go. That's fine. Okay. Hello and welcome to another episode of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the show where we listen to songs from the point of view of a musician. That's French. That's right. I'm a professional musician. Mm-hmm. That's how I pay the rent. Man, I've been working a lot, too. I had two gigs yesterday, and today I played 4 hours with one break at the Laguna Cliffs Marriott Resort in Dana Point. In the ballroom for Mother's Day. Man, like there were over 300 people there. Man, it was, that's a big thing, Mother's Day at the Marriott. Gosh. All right, so every episode has a theme, and this one is hurt. The word hurt is in every title. And the first song is You Always Hurt the One You... I Know You Know! Yep. And it's the Mills Brothers. Oh, man, were they great. Now, this is interesting because the first verse is in 3-4 time. 3-4 is like a waltz. 1-2-1-2-2-1-2-2. Back-back, back-back. See? And then it shifts over to 4-4 swing. Good to be 4-1-2. Bang, sing, ding. So it's like two different feels in the same song. Yep. Listen for that. This is the Mills Brothers doing You Always Hurt the One You Love. Ain't that a fact? I know it's true here. Shoot. Here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
You always hurt the one you love. The one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You the kindest heart with a hasty word you can't recall. Oh, if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all. The one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kind this heart with a hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, It's because I love you most of all. You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose, crush it till the petals fall. You always break the cutter's heart with a hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I loved you most of all.
The Mills Brothers here on KX93.5 FM doing the song You Always Hurt, the One You Love. I'm John Troy, listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. The theme is Hurt. The next song is by Ruby Johnson. This is in 6/8 time, and it's an interesting sort of muffled, happy rhythm guitar. I don't know how else to describe it. Here, you listen. It'll make you happy, too. And this is a Stax recording from the Stax radio label. And it sounds to me like the house band. I don't know, but it sounds to me like Booker T. Jones on keys, Steve Cropper on guitar, Duck Dunn on bass, and Al Jackson on drums. It just sounds like it to me. This is Ruby Johnson doing I'll Run Your Hurt Away here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Used to be in your eyes, but if you'd let me, little by little, every day, oh, I will. I know I'll run your hurt away. I hold the key. Your faith will open the door. Please let me come on in to give you something to live for. It won't take much, just a little every day. Oh, I will. Oh, I know I run your hurt away. And 7 o'clock, I just got to run.
Well, that's pretty bluesy. That's Ruby Johnson here on KX93.5 FM doing the song I'll Run Your Hurt Away. I'm John Troy, listening to the sack, John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I will hold my sack up against anybody's, man, because all my grooves are crunchy, babies. Now, the next song is, the theme is hurt, and the next song is called Don't Hurt Me. This is the John Hall Band. This is the band I was in. This is me. I'm singing the high harmony. I cover the top and the bottom. I'm singing the high harmony and playing bass. So, I'm a slapping and a popping on this song. I don't do much of that anymore. So hearing this song goes, wow, I was slapping and popping in those days. It's not real technical, but it's slapping and popping, all right. I'm slappy and poppy. This is the John Hall Band doing the song Don't Hurt Me here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Sailing along, got a worry in my mind. I was looking ahead, so I forgot.
That's the John Hall Band here on KX93.5 FM doing the song Don't Hurt Me. That was recorded back in like 1981 or 82. That was John Hall singing lead, playing guitar, Bob Leinbach playing keyboards and singing harmonies. That's me, John Troy, playing bass and singing high harmony, and Eric Parker on drums. All right, I'm John Troy, listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. The theme is Hurt. And the next song is Shania Twain. Oh, my gosh, what gorgeous production. I like her singing. I like the way she sings. She just sings the song. She doesn't do a lot of vocal calisthenics. This is Shania Twain doing It Only Hurts When I'm Breathing here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Since you've been gone, I'm doing fine now. I finally moved on. It's not so bad. I'm not that sad. I'm not surprised just how well I survived. I'm over the worst and I feel so alive. I can't come.
Twain here on KX93.5 FM. It only hurts when I'm breathing. I'm John Troy, listening to the sack. The theme is Hurt. The next song is by Randy Newman. This is interesting because it alternates cross stick with a snare hit. It alternates bars. It's like in halftime, I think, if I remember right. Usually you get it, like it'll go with cross stick for a while, like a verse or two or something, and then it'll open up and the guy will start hitting the snare hard. But in this one, in this song, they made this decision to hit one pass through. They cross stick, and then the next one they hit the snare, and then they go back to the cross stick. It's I can't remember ever really hearing that before. Listen for that. That's this is Randy Newman doing I Want You to Hurt Like I Do here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
And I ran out on my wife. Gonna run out on you too, baby. Everybody cried the night I left. Almost everybody did. My little boy just hung his head. I put my arm around his little shoulder.
Randy Newman here on KX93.5 FM doing the song I Want You to Hurt Like I Do. I'm John Troy. We're listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. The theme is Hurt. The next song is by Leona Lewis. She's doing the song Hurt, which was originally recorded by Nine Inch Nails. The first version I heard was Leona Lewis, and I thought it was pretty cool. So I researched it, and I discovered that it was originally done by Nine Inch Nails. So I listened to that, and I didn't like it. So I'm going to go with the people who cover it. This is, I guess, the guy Tresner or something wrote the song, and it was covered by several artists, including Johnny Cash and Leona Lewis. So let's listen to it. This is Leona Lewis doing the song "Hurt." I like it because what first made me like it was she sings low in her register. I like it when a woman stops trying to show us what a soaring vocal she has and just digs down and goes low. I like that. This is Leona Lewis doing the song "Hurt" here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Lewis here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach, doing the Trent Reznor song, "Hurt." Has kind of a hypnotic quality. I just discovered the song myself. I'm sure it's very well known, but I don't follow Nine Inch Nails, so I'm not familiar with the song. Leona Lewis's version is the first I came across it. It says about the song that it clearly includes references to self-harm and heroin addiction, although the overall meaning of the song is disputed. Some listeners contend the song acts as a suicide note written by the album's protagonist as a result of his depression, while others claim that it describes the difficult process of finding a reason to live in spite of depression and pain. Let's listen to it again. This is Johnny Cash's version, He did it in 2002, and it was a commercial and critical. It received commercial and critical acclaim. It attracted praise from Reznor himself for its sincerity and meaning, while ending up being one of Cash's final hits released before his death. There's something about a voice that was once strong that is now weak. The revealed vulnerability, once the strength has been stripped away, definitely has an appeal that people connect to. So, this is Johnny Cash doing the song Hurt here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
Johnny Cash here on KX93.5 FM doing the song Hurt. And believe it or not, I'm going to play it again. This is two cellos. And I picked it because it's two cellos. I mean, you don't hear that often. One plucks. One's a plucking cello. And the other is the other bows. The other cellist bows. And the plucker does some pretty hard strumming toward the end, too. This is And they're called, they call themselves, these couple of guys, call themselves Two Cellos. Here they are, doing the song Hurt, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Two Cellos here on KX93.5 FM doing the Trent Reznor song, Hurt. I like that. If you listen closely, you can hear them breathing, the guys playing. And they breathe between notes because they're concentrating so much So right before the bow strokes a note out, you hear this. You hear him inhale, and because the concentration is such that the breathing is syncopated with the actual physical work of playing the instrument. I used to enjoy playing music for my mother, who was a masterful pianist, and when I'd play something for her, especially if I was playing a piano piece for her, "Mom, listen to this." I remember listening. She feels the music so much that I could hear her breathe. You know, in syncopation with the piece. Yeah, well, she's a musician. Now the next song is also called "Hurt," but don't worry, it's a different song because I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what about Elvis? Don't worry, take it easy. We got some Elvis here. This is Elvis doing a song called "Hurt." When I heard it, I have to say it made me smile. Let's see if it does you. This is Elvis Presley doing the song "Hurt" here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Elvis Presley here on KX93.5 doing the song "Hurt." I'm John Troy, listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. The theme is "Hurt." The next song is called "Hurt," and it's by this hard rock outfit called Adelitas Way. They're an American hard rock band from Las Vegas. It's wide open halftime again, the feel, which is very common in hard rock, which makes sense, really, because you got those power chords, and they need a big room to walk into. It works that it makes sense that you hear just so much, almost all hard rock spread out into halftime. And sometimes it's chopped up into very, very hyper-fast thing, but it all works inside of a halftime thing. So this is Adelitas Way doing the song "Hurt." Another. It's a different song, same title, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Yeah.
that I'm not worth it. I pop another pill, I take another hit. So let's do it again. I know you lied to let me say that I'm not worth it. I pop another pill, I take another hit. So let's do it again.
It's a long sustain on that last chord, isn't it? That's Adelita's Way. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, doing the song Hurt. I'm John Troy, listening to the John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach. I'm looking out the window here. I'm on South Coast Highway in Laguna Beach. I'm looking up at the lights from the houses up on the hill with their million-dollar views. I'm looking down at the street. An occasional person staggers along. An occasional car goes by. And I have the broad, dark Pacific at my back. All right, we have time for one more here on the Crunchy Groove Sack. And the theme being Hurt. The last song is Hurt So Good by John Mellencamp. Good old John. This is simple. Kick, snare, boom, pack, boom, pack, boom, pack. One, two, three, four time. And the bass is on the one and the three. It's simple, straight ahead, rock and roll. Nice harmony line on the chorus. So, and when the claps come in on the chorus, it's one, clap, clap. That's one, two, and. That's the clap is on the second beat and the second eighth note. That is the eighth note after the second beat, the and of two, it's called. So one, one, two, and four, one, two, and three, and four, one, two, and. So that the clap is on the two and, all right? All right, so listen for that. This is John Mellencamp doing Hurt So Good here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. John Mellencamp here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach. I'm John Troy. For the past hour, you've been listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, and that about does it for me. I had fun. I hope you did, too. If you heard some of it and you're kicking yourself because you missed some, well, take it easy, man. Take it easy. You can still hear it. I'll upload the past 2 hours sometime the next couple of days to the podcast. Where can you hear that? Well, you can go to kx935.com on your interweb machine and go to the podcast page where you'll find all the community programs, excellent shows. Look for my show, John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. Pick an episode, hit play, and you too can be crunchy. And while you're there, you can look at the other program podcasts and also become a member. It's a good thing to become a member because so much of radio these days has been taken over by just a few corporations, and they all sound the same. You know what I mean. Independent radio, on the other hand, is not corporate-owned. We say and play what we want. Within certain parameters, of course. And but this independent voice is paradoxically dependent on community, on sponsors and memberships, on sponsorships and memberships, on members. So it's a good thing. Become part of the family and keep independent radio alive. All right. So that about wraps it up for me. I'll be back here on Sunday nights from 9 to 11. Just after Greg Friedman's inner journey, and for all of us here at KX93.5 FM in Laguna Beach, this is John Troy saying good night.